This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Husker Cuzcast Sports Show. Now, here's Justin Fielder, Derek Stafford, and Tyler Schaefer.
Hello, and welcome to the Husker Cuzcast Sports Show. Justin here, along with the cousins, Derek and Tyler. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Husker Cuzcast for all podcast updates and more. It is our spring game recap episode here. Tyler, you were at the spring game. Talk about the atmosphere there.
Oh, I mean, it was great. I mean, you obviously saw on TV and you heard the reports, over 50,000 fans in attendance. There wasn't as many festivities as there usually is. Like, I remember years ago, they used to do the DARE thing at halftime where they all went out and said drug-free pledges. They didn't do that this year. So that didn't happen. I don't know if that's COVID or if they just cut it. The tunnel walk was great. I don't think they played enough of that on TV. They showed the trailer to the new documentary coming out. But it was just fun watching some of the sideline stuff that the players were doing.
One thing that was
evident to me was that Casey Thompson and Trey Palmer, like that is a connection. They were consistently, that's who he was throwing to on the sidelines. There was a point in after halftime when both of them weren't going back on the field. So no, they're done. They're just kind of goofing around. And they were doing like these little near pylon little throws. And Trey Palmer was trying to catch it with one hand. And it wasn't the best moment because Trey Palmer was struggling to take these in with one hand. And he just, there was probably four times they kept going back and forth and Trey kept dropping it. But I mean, they were just goofing around and, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Were the passes at least on point?
Oh, the passes were perfect.
Nice.
They weren't bad throws. But yeah, it was fun. And, you know, Scott was one thing that I don't think came across on the TV is Scott Frost was on the field pretty much the whole game. He was standing behind the offensive huddle the whole time, watching it, taking it all in. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all on TV.
I noticed he was back there a couple times. Did it look like he was calling plays? Because Damon Benny had made the comment he thought all the assistants were making them calling the plays.
I had heard it was grad assistants calling the plays. And the grad assistants were very, very involved in the game. They were leading it. They were doing a lot of the talking. I noticed Mickey Joseph doing a lot of coaching to the wide receivers and talking to them individually. So, I mean, it was what it was. It was definitely like glorified practice. A lot more instruction and talking from the assistant coaches, less of the play managing, it appeared to me.
All right. Let's talk about overall thoughts on the spring game. What are some of the things that you liked about it, Derek?
It's always fun to watch a spring game. But it's so hard to really get into them when they're doing this thud tackling. The last two seasons have been this way, so it's been hard to get into them. I liked what I saw out of the defense. Granted, it's a lot easier to look good when you're only touching a guy with one hand or two, whatever. But I liked what the defense was doing. Overall, the defense looked really good. I mean, I you could say the offense was struggling, but I think the defense made a lot of plays, so...
Tyler, what about you? What did you like about the spring game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty similar to Derek. I mean, it's always good to watch the Huskers. I mean, it's fun to watch it. I think to me, you know, I've heard a lot of complaints after the spring game about some of the reps. And in particularly Casey Thompson. I think a lot of fans were disappointed. You did not see more of him. And I don't know if I care what the format of the spring game is. I just wish they would be decisive of what they're going to do. Like, I don't know what the goal of that spring game was. It didn't appear to me to be putting on a show for the fans.
Can I pause you right there? I mean, that's going to go... We're going to file that one under things you disliked about the spring game.
What do I like about it? I like watching the Huskers. And I like watching the Hastings native. Jared Sinnott came in, and I don't know if they gave out a spring game MVP, but he had to be in the conversation.
He looked good. Yeah, I mean, Garrett Nelson, things I liked about the spring game, I mean, the pass rush, you know, Garrett Nelson, what a stud he's turned out to be.
He's a beast. I honestly believe Garrett Nelson could be one of the best pass rushers in the Big Ten by the end of this year.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, he's certainly the best player on defense at this point, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think he's shaping up to be the best Husker we've seen under Frost.
Yeah.
Period.
I definitely think he's an all Big Ten preseason candidate. I mean, I'll be shocked if he's left off that list.
And again, talking about the game, and I don't know if they showed this after the game, but like, he was like the first one in the middle of the field. Like he ran out there to talk to the offensive players, was dabbing them, giving them big hugs. Like, I mean, this guy, not only is he bringing it on the field, but like he's really, really kind of turned into like a not completely insane Jason Peter, Grant Wistrom type.
Right.
Like, I mean,
but you have to love his energy because he brings the energy. Yeah. That a Jason Peter.
Well, he comes off likable also. You know, he comes not like the Peter brothers, where they're just, they were badasses, but I don't know if they were likable, you know? Garrett Nelson is just likable. Every time he talks to the media or on a podcast, he's done a lot with Sean Callahan lately. And I mean, he's always a fun listen. All right, we're going to talk about some other players a little bit later here, but let's talk about the things that we dislike. Tyler, I'll let you run with it some more.
Okay, so I will preface this. I was not overly upset that we didn't see more of Casey Thompson. What bothers me is, like, I was thinking about this a lot since the spring game, is I don't know what the goal of the spring game is anymore. I don't know if it's to evaluate players, to try to be some sort of scrimmage, to get a good understanding, to put a show on for the fans. Like, the best thing I could think of, it's literally turned to a, let's get a lot of guys on the field that never plan on playing. Like, let's give them their chance to play in front of 55,000 people at Memorial Stadium under proverbial lights. Like, let's give them shine. Because other than that, I don't know what the spring game is for anymore.
Yeah, you weren't going to tell much about the team. You know, you weren't going to see much that make you optimistic, or you weren't going to see much to make you pessimistic, I don't think, with the format of this thud, or, you know, it's actually, you know, touch football, you know, two-hand, one-hand touch, whatever.
I know Derek wants to get in. I don't even mind the thud, or, I mean, the one-hand touch is a little extensive, but to me it's like they don't even... I mean, maybe it's just the way it played out, but, like, they obviously didn't seem committed to keep Casey and some of the ones in. Then, even when they started putting the guys like Chuba and Logan Smothers in, like, they didn't even play them that much. They were pretty much done going into halftime.
Right.
I mean, so...
But isn't that pretty standard? I don't remember a spring game where you were still watching... Second string guys playing much in the second half.
What about third string, though? I mean, one of those quarterbacks is your third string guy.
I get it, but...
So, I mean, this is what I'll say
the whole thing was they wanted to go live, though, and they knew who they wanted to go live from the get-go because that's who they dressed out in red instead of green. I mean, they knew which quarterbacks they wanted to go live.
Yeah, apparently it's illegal if you're from the Tri-Cities in Nebraska to get a green jersey, so...
yep. Harburg and Cynic. Nope, you're gonna get
and Masker. Yep, but nope. Got to give them the you're gonna play live reps. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Like, I feel like the quarterbacks are always in greens.
I mean, if you know, you'd think it's kind of counterintuitive a little bit. You know, it's like, hey, in touch, let's give them a green jersey, but when you tackle, let it be live. You know,
I think at that point, I mean, not to sound like this guy, I guess, but are you really concerned if you lose Cynic?
I think he's the third best quarterback on the team.
Maybe, but let's face it, he's not going to be third string.
Yeah.
Chances are, I'm guessing Harburg's not either, considering where he was playing. It was clear to me who they have as their top three quarterbacks right now. And I think there's a big drop-off after Casey Thompson.
I just want to talk about the Casey Thompson thing. You know, yeah, there's a lot of people that were kind of upset that we didn't see more Casey Thompson. I was one of them. I wanted to see a little bit more of him and some of the star wide receivers. I wanted to see that. If you look at Scott Frost, the spring game last year, Adrian Martinez, Derek, how many passes did Adrian Martinez have last year
in the spring game?
He had 20. He had 20 passes, and he ran the ball 9 times in the spring game. And that is a 3-year starter. All of the starters last year, they were playing for most of the first half, or a considerable amount of time in the first half. This time we get two or three series with the top guys.
We got two series with Casey Thompson. The third series was one play that Grant ran it in for a touchdown.
Right, right. And I mean,
I that didn't bother me so much. Like, whatever. Yes, I would like to have seen him more, but I wasn't overly upset about it. I just hate the thud tackling thing.
Well, nobody's a fan of that, and we've done that 2 years, and a lot of teams are doing it now.
I know, but then everybody's complaining about the offense. But there's literally plays where I know one specific play off the top of my head where Ramirez Johnson ran the ball and got tackled. Even though he wasn't supposed to get tackled, he got tackled. But he fell forward to like the 49-yard line. But he was touched at the like 45-yard line or 46-yard line. So they moved it back 3 or 4 yards. And all of a sudden, we had to punt it because now it was 4th and 3 or 4th and 4 rather than being a first down.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of plays like that. I mean, there was a play where I don't know what happens in live time. But I know one play, Yant got out in the open, but a defensive lineman had half-ass arm tackled him at the line of scrimmage, and he ran through it, and then there was nobody near him for a while, and he probably takes it in for a touchdown if that arm tackle wasn't counted.
Yeah, but the defense, they're also playing a little bit different if they can tackle.
I completely understand that.
Because they were getting to Gant in the second half.
Yeah, but even when they were getting him, he was falling down 3 or 4 more yards past where he was getting hit.
Yeah. All right, just to move this along here, let's talk about some position groups that we feel better about after the spring game. Tyler, you go first here.
Well, you know, to me, I'm going to go maybe a little bit different. I'm going to go secondary. I think the pass rush is what obviously captured my attention, but I already felt good about that right now. But to me, the secondary, like, I know they were getting after the quarterbacks quickly, when you looked at the ones and twos, the limited action the ones had, they weren't getting major separation. The secondary was right there with them the whole time. So that was the major one that bumped out at me.
Okay. Derek?
Man. I'll go with linebackers just because depth was a major issue in a middle linebacker. Clements came out and looked really good in that game. Very serviceable. The edge rushers, I mean, we knew what we were getting out of Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson, but Jamari Butler came out and really made a name for himself in this game. I liked what I saw out of those linebackers. I really did. Defensive line really impressed me a lot, too. With Nash Hutmacher, I think he made some good – not that he made a lot of big plays, but he left a lot of room open for the linebackers to make a play.
Yeah. One that I'll throw in there, and I agree with both of you. Those were my top picks. But I'm walking away from this game feeling a lot better about a running back situation. Seeing Anthony Grant, the way that he ran out there, that dude is – he's the real deal, I think. So between him and Ramir Johnson, and if Yant rounds out that top three, I mean, that's a pretty good stable of running backs that you have there. And Gabe Irvin joining the fall. So I feel better about that because, shit, remember last year, even as we're finished last year, none of us were happy with our running backs at all. I mean, the running back coach got fired because couldn't pick one, couldn't settle on one, and the production was pretty piss poor. But I like that group now.
I would almost add tight ends into that too. Like, and I know that sounds funny, but we had like our third and fourth string tight ends playing, and they played well. I mean, I can only imagine what this room is going to do completely healthy. If you can get me Travis Vokolek, Chancellor Brewington, and Hickman all healthy, with the possibility of even Fedoni being healthy, I love where that room is at.
Yeah, and if you listen to Adam Carriker, he says that Fedoni will participate in summer conditioning. I don't know to what extent, but that is definitely promising.
I think the offensive line's kind of in that boat a little bit, too. If you can get me at least one good tackle on the other side, because where Jamari Butler and Garrett Nelson were lining up, it was either Ezra Miller or
Banks.
Brant Banks. Them two guys were getting destroyed.
Yeah.
The rest of the offensive line, I thought, relatively looked pretty decent.
I'm going to bring it back to the tight ends just a little bit here because A.J. Rollins, he made two great catches that really made two quarterbacks look really good. The very first play for Casey Thompson had a beautiful pass over it. He made a great catch. And then later on, Chubba Purdy, he fired one downfield and AJ Rollins went up in the air and made a beautiful catch out of there.
But I think that was a pretty good throw too. Really.
Yeah, it was a great throw.
He put it where only his guy could get it. I mean, he had to go up and get it. Sure. But if you throw it any lower, you're putting it in traffic.
It's great pass and great catch.
Well, no, you kind of made the comment that he made his quarterbacks look better, and I think both were really good throws. I don't think it was necessarily him making them look better, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, I guess I can see where you're coming from, but Grimes wouldn't have caught those. All right, before we get into position groups you feel worse about, we just have to talk about it right now. Special teams. What did you think of the special teams that you saw in this game, Derek?
It's hard to take anything out of it. Our kicker, who needs to hurry up and get here because we apparently don't have one on the roster who can kick well. I guess Chase Contreras did okay. He made one field goal, missed a field goal, but
missed that one bad, that 42 yarder. He missed it bad.
He did. And that's why I say we need to get, what's his name?
Bleak Road.
There you go. He needs to get on campus and start kicking. Cause if he's not panning out, we're screwed.
Yeah.
I thought the punter did good most of the time, had one bad punt. And again, according to the stats, it was all Bashini. According to the announcers, they thought both punters had punted, and both of them were 95. So nobody really knew, and I didn't get a chance to really go back and look. But, he had a 63-yarder and a 62-yarder.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's also credited with a 15-yarder and a 29-yarder.
But again, that's he's credited with all the punts. But according to the announcers, they thought the other punter's name, but they thought maybe he was in for the couple of those bad punts. But I didn't go back and check. I don't know.
Tyler, what did you think?
Well, I don't know if I have a whole lot to add. I mean, it definitely, you know, we talked about the things that would be concerning. And a missed field goal and a missed extra point, like, that is, I mean, Yeah, I would say that on the other side, obviously we didn't see the guys returning, but, you know, I did find it interesting that Tommy Hill took the first punt.
I'll say this about the missed field goal and the missed extra point. I think when I thought it was going to be concerning is when I thought Blake Rove was going to be here. Like, when I thought he was going to be the one kicking it, if he was missing them, I would be really concerned. But I was assuming him as a starter from the get go.
That's fair. I mean, it's backups, right? It'd be like saying, yeah, "Oh, your fourth string quarterback threw an interception." Well, that's not that concerning. Or whoever had that fumble. These are guys that are really not going to play, or in theory aren't going to play.
Well, you hope you don't get down that far.
But we do know that there's a lot of room for improvement. Nothing was cleaned up yet.
I wouldn't say nothing was cleaned up yet, but if you were honestly expecting Bill Bush to have all the special teams cleaned up in one spring, you were being foolish.
Well, and I will echo a sentiment that's not new on this podcast. I am not the guy. I do not know that a special teams coordinator is going to flat out fix our specialist problem. We've got to find the right guys. We've got to find the right guys. And hopefully we have. I mean, I don't know how Bill Bush can get inside a kicker, because I guarantee they're not missing kicks like that consistently in practice. Because it's not that hard to find a guy that can make field goals in practice.
Are you sure? I mean, how many people have kicked a field goal under Scott Frost?
I mean, go out there and have open auditions. Have open auditions on campus and just find guys.
A prime example of that is we had an all Big Ten kicker one year, and the next year he sucked balls.
Yeah.
Like, obviously he wasn't sucking in practice.
I don't know. All right, position groups you feel worse about after seeing the spring game. Derek?
I'm going to say wide receivers right now, only because we'd seen nothing out of them. Like, I was hoping to see a little bit more out of Omar Manning and Trey Palmer. So right now I'm a little more nervous about the wide receivers because I still haven't seen anything out of them. Like, I was really hoping to see a lot out of those guys. Yeah. And really, we're through the tight ends mostly. And the tight ends that we've seen are probably not playing on Saturdays.
Yep. Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good pick, Derek. It's kind of that we talk about that a lot. I had secondary as something that stood out. It's kind of conversely, that means the wide receiver struggled. But I'm going to go quarterbacks. That's a good pick, too. I mean, I thought quarterbacks, like Casey Thompson aside, I really did. I was kind of buying into the Logan Smothers taking a step forward. And, you know, and while Chuba Purdy, for having his limited action, I thought looked pretty good, none of those guys flashed. Even the limited action of Casey Thompson, they didn't flash. And
I will say after rewatching it, I thought Casey Thompson looked really good. I really did. I thought he made throws very well. There was one pass where Trey Palmer had to dive to catch the ball. But again, the thing was, maybe not everybody makes that catch, but he put it where only Trey Palmer could get to it. There was no chance at an interception on that play.
And that's fine. I guess my thing is, and to defend
the other, and the other two completions were spot on.
What about the one to Lonnie Brown?
I don't know what happened, but he threw it down at the ground. So I don't. It seemed like he was more trying to get rid of it than. There wasn't much of a shot of an interception at it either.
I mean, and that goes to where I was.
And it kind of looked like a possibility his arm got hit as he was throwing it too. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean the pass rush. I mean, like, let's be real. Like, these quarterbacks did not have time. None of them did. They didn't have guys open, and so while I would have liked to have seen more, and it is a concern, I'm going to be the optimist here, and I've said I think our defense could take a small step forward. And based on what I saw Saturday, I really do buy it. And again, we were without Luke Reimer, probably our second best defender. Like, I mean, the fact that we were still We other guys were out too, but like our second best defender, I think, and we were out and our defense played that well. I mean, I'm going to say that a lot of it has to do with the defense they were going up against.
And I'll add this. Like, I mean, Tyler, to add to your point, you talk about the quarterbacks. Like, I'll put Casey Thompson aside. I thought he looked fine. But Chubba Purdy went 5 for 10. Like, that's not great. That's not what you want to see. Logan Smothers was 5 for 14. Logan Smothers was not good in that game. I'm sorry.
No.
He just wasn't. Chubba Purdy's got to be your backup, I think, at this point.
And that's fair. And again, to be fair to Logan Smothers, he was running with the twos most of the day, so he didn't get the benefit of the number one offensive line. He didn't get the benefit of that.
But to be fair, nobody got the benefit of the number one offensive line because
two of them are out.
Two of them are out.
But the thing with Logan too, his best asset is his legs, and in a spring game, you don't really get to see that. How does that change if you can run him and, you know, if he had to come in a game and you can actually run him a few more times?
Was Chubba Purdy, was he the one that ran straight into Wyatt Lever's legs?
Yes, he was.
God. He was hauling ass. And I don't know he
about took Wyatt Lever out so Justin didn't have to worry about who was starting at wide receiver.
Hey, narrows it down right there.
Let me ask you guys this before we move on. With the amount of, I mean, not that there was a ton, but with the amount of options that were ran in the spring game, does it prove to you that the option game is not gone from our playlist?
Well, I think it proves to me the option game should be gone. I mean, who was that? Chubba that ran that one option? That was one of the worst ran options. Like, he basically handed it off, like, before, I mean, he did not look natural.
Say what you want, but you're not practicing it unless you're planning on running it at some point.
I mean, when you got this, the second half, you started seeing a little bit of better option, but
I think, like, Logan Smothers, if he wants to ever see the field, he better master that option so they have, like, maybe plays for him, little packages for him. Because I don't see him.
Pretty looked good on that option he ran. Until he ran in the back of Lever's legs.
So the position group I feel worse about after seeing the spring game is it's going to be offensive line. After hearing all spring that the offensive line was whooping the shit out of the defensive line, that had to be bullshit. If they were doing that, they were doing it against third, fourth scout team walk-ons or something.
Outside of the one tackle, I disagree. I thought the offensive line did a relatively decent job. I definitely think they look better than last year.
Their pass blocking is terrible.
Really? Go back and watch that first half again, because there was a pretty fairly clean pocket about most of the time.
Who was it against, though?
I mean, it didn't matter who was in. Like, if it was first or second, like, there was one position that really struggled when there was a good pass rush. It was one position that struggled. It was always the left tackle or right tackle, whichever side that Brant Banks and Ezra Miller were sharing. But again, they were going against Jamari Butler and Garrett Nelson. Yeah. I thought the offensive line did pretty well.
Wow.
I really did. Outside of that one spot. And what you get me, Turner Corcoran and Prochazka back, I'm feeling a lot better about the offensive line coming out of the spring than I was going into it.
Interesting. Tanner, what were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, they credited the defense with 3 sacks. I think there was a couple more they could have called with the thud rules, the rules that they were doing that they didn't call. I mean, they were in the backfield a lot. I'm with you, Justin. I mean, I don't know if I feel, the problem is I don't know if I feel worse about the offensive line. I feel like I got a little coach speak in the off season. I mean, I don't feel better. I mean, you know, I would say that I have not moved the dial on offensive line based off what I saw on Saturday.
That's fair.
I mean, now
don't get me wrong. I'm sticking up for the offensive line a little bit here. I'm not trying to make it sound like there's not a lot of room to grow yet. Like there's still a lot of room to grow. But I do think that there was some improvement there. Last year's offensive line was so friggin' horrible. I do think that I've seen some good blocks. I've seen some defensive linemen get knocked on their ass a couple times. And that was not something we seen much of last year. They looked more aggressive. I do think there were some good things that came out of the offensive line. There's still a lot of room to grow, though. It's not much improved. It's just slightly improved, I think.
All right.
Well, if our offensive line could be any improved this year, that would be a win. I mean, you know, but yeah, I don't know, Derek. I don't know if I saw that way. I think run blocking was adequate. I think they did a good job. I don't think I saw.
I will say this about the run blocking. Especially with Anthony Grant, and I loved watching Anthony Grant run the ball. He's very shifty, very, very, very fun to watch. But I also thought there was a lot of times, and I don't know if it was because of the thud tackling or if it's just the way he runs, but I did see a lot of times where it looked like he should have taken an inside hole that the offensive line did have open, and he tried to shove it on the outside and go around. And it just didn't look like the right play. He'd end up getting a yard. On that one play, yes. But he did that several times, and a lot of times he would get a yard or two, where if he would have just cut inside and gone through one of the holes, he probably gets 5 or 6 yards instead. He was trying to turn everything into a home run play.
Yes. And that was a great run. However, I am fairly convinced that he was down. And I think Clements got him. I think he got him with the two-hand touch they were calling down all day.
Got him on the hip? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
I didn't notice, but...
Now, next year, I'm saying, if you're going to play thud tackling, bring out the flags and so we can at least have flag football.
Yeah.
Because that would be better.
All right, players that impressed during the spring game. We'll just kind of round robin it here. Tyler, give us a player.
Yeah, I feel like we've kind of hit this, but I mean... I mean, the guy I was going to mention was Garrett Nelson, and I feel like we beat that to death. Another guy, I guess my number two is Clements. I mean, I think that there was, especially from you, Justin, but I had a little bit of doubt. Like, could he be a real rotational guy? And I think he answered that. I think there is, he has laid the rest, any thought that he could be, a true rotational guy if needed this fall. And again, I don't think we'll need a lot of him. But I mean, if he has to come in 15, 20 snaps a game, I feel more than confident that he can handle that.
If
you talk about our linebacking core, if you count the defensive ends as a linebacking core, I put us in line with anyone in the Big Ten. I mean, we have as good of four linebackers as and depth included as anyone in the Big Ten.
Derek, your thoughts on Clements?
I was overly impressed with what he did, and I kind of disagree with you, Ty. Like, I have no problem with him sharing as much time as they want him to share, because he looked more than serviceable to me. He wasn't Reimers. I'm not trying to say that, and he's not going to be a starter. But you want to rotate him in and out? I am absolutely fine with that, because he looked good. He really did.
Yeah. I'm not saying he couldn't take more steps. If an injury occurs, I'm not saying we're going to have. I just think Henrik and Reimers both played really well, really well last year, and especially
Reimers. Absolutely, and he's not going to overtake a starter. I'm not saying that, but rotate that guy in as much as you want.
But last year, we didn't have another inside backer that we felt confident could take 20 snaps a game.
We thought maybe Kolarovic, but he did not really pan out.
No.
To the point where they moved his position. I mean.
All right, Derek, give us the guy that impressed during the spring game.
Oh, man. Well, Clements was probably one of my number one guys. I mentioned Jamari Butler earlier, but. And he really did impress me, but I'll go with AJ Rollins. AJ Rollins made some good catches. I thought if you watch him, he blocked pretty well at time when he was asked to block. He played himself a fine spring game, and it's unfortunate because he's still probably a year or two away with all the depth that we have coming back. Hopefully in the fall with tight end, but I'll go with AJ Rollins. Like, he really impressed me in that game.
Yeah, I liked. Yeah, we already talked about that. Made some great catches there, and he's got a big ass body. He can get up in the air to get that ball.
He's got the big body, but more. I personally think more athletic than Austin Allen was, by the looks of it. Now we got to see it in games, but he looked more athletic than Austin Allen ever did.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of a guy that we have not talked about. I mean, I think we hit the big ones, and we already talked about Jarrett Cinnick, the quarterback. I thought he had a good game. What did you guys think about Harburg? Did he help his cause, help his case at all?
No, because I think it was predetermined, but I think he looked good in the spring game.
Tyler?
But I think it was predetermined. I think we knew who our top three are.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he played well. Did I see enough of him that I'm like, well, gotta start considering him number three, number two? No, I don't think I saw that kind of performance out of him. I thought he was good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a lukewarm answer. I mean, nothing bad. I mean, he definitely didn't make any big mistakes. He didn't. I don't think he had any turnovers.
I don't think so. Wait, yeah, he threw the interception at the end of the game, right?
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
That was a really bad interception, too.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was Masker, but... But you might be right.
Shoot. Yeah, I think we've touched all the ones that... Everyone else, I mean, is just kind of like mediocre play. I mean... Nothing to really write home
about. I'll mention one more guy. I know you guys are going to hate it, but I thought Bryce Benhart had a good game. Like, he was on Caleb Tanner's side. You didn't hear much out of Caleb Tanner. Like, or whoever was coming in for Caleb Tanner. Bryce Benhart did a really good job in pass pro and run blocking.
So Caleb Tanner, he was credited with two tackles in that game.
Nothing like what Garrett Nelson was doing.
No,
I thought Bryce Benhart had. He didn't make any mistakes. He didn't get any holding penalties. He didn't get any false starts. And his blocking was, to me, a lot better than what it was last year.
So Ernest Hausman, he had some pretty good stats. He had a great game: 7 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and credited with a quarterback hurry.
That was a good one. True freshman, right? True freshman on campus. And, I mean, again, right now he's a buried on that depth chart. But, I mean, you look at, you know, after this year, I mean, yeah, unfortunately after this year he's only losing Clements. But, I mean that's a guy right there. 2-3 years down the road. I mean, you're talking about a future potential starter, definitely a big rotation guy. I mean, that's what I saw out of him.
Yeah.
One more guy I kind of just mentioned real quick is, and I kind of mentioned him earlier, was Nash Hotmacher. Like, I he's probably not statistically, he didn't do a whole lot, but he did a lot of what Damian Daniels did. Like, he filled the holes. He got in there, and he looked like a beast.
So I know when Damon Benning called his name, you know, talking about, you know, he's saying that he's a big, strong guy. He goes, I don't know how mobile he is, but, you know, he's talking about him. So I watched him the next play, and he absolutely got crushed by the offensive line. They did a run play, and they just smeared him. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, and I guess I'll throw out one more guy. And that
may have happened, too, but I still think he had a relatively good spring game. Like, he's not quite where Damian Daniels was at, but I don't feel quite as bad losing Damian Daniels as I did before spring started.
Tanner, did you have thoughts on that?
I had one more name, Isaiah Harris. I mean, at running back, I think you look at a deep guy right there. I know that Trevor Lubin got a lot more carries, but Isaiah Harris, I like the way that guy plays. Every time I've seen him in the limited, in the spring games, I see him, I think to myself, like, I don't know why we're trying to bring in 8 scholarship running backs when you have a guy like this as a deep cut. Like, he is a really, really good, you know, 4th, 5th string, future Wyatt Mazur type guy. Like, I mean, I really
is
like
that,
watching
is that him the play. Guy that looked like he was 4'11"?
I think that was Lubin.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But he led the team in carries and rushing yards.
He looked good. Like, I... against the backups. I mean, it was, I mean, well, backups versus backups. I mean, it was equal play, but he looked good.
And it was backups. You're right. But it was probably a lot of deep backups because we had a lot of, it's a defensive guys out. So guys were getting bumped up depth chart already. You know, normally Hossman would have been playing with the 3rd string.
So the way that this kind of settled out a little bit, right? They probably had enough people with all these walk-ons that they played in the second half to actually do 2 teams, right?
Maybe. I actually like the format. I meant to bring that up in the things I liked. I actually kind of really enjoyed watching ones versus ones, twos versus twos. Like, I really enjoyed watching that. I mean, the scoring is kind of stupid, but I mean, I don't really care that much about it. I was into it at the end of the game. I was on my edge of my seat. Was the defense going to win? Was the offense going to win? I was invested at the end of that game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was, you know, I didn't mind the way they did that offense versus defense.
So you'd be okay with that next year then?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the first time they've done that though. They did that in, I think, 2014 and 2016 as well.
I think Bo did. Yeah, I was gonna say, I think Bo did that 1 year.
I think Reich Riley did it 1 year too. But either way, I whatever. I don't care how you do the scoring. Whatever. I mean, it's fine. I will say I do agree with Tyler. I did enjoy seeing ones on ones and twos on twos. Like, I just wish I could have seen some tackling to figure out what was really going on. But
and let's be clear, the only thing that we're talking about tackling is with the running game, right? Like, it has nothing to do with what the wide receivers did. But when you're looking at that, again, a lot of it is like Grant and Yant, and what would they have done had they been able to break it? And I don't know, maybe, and was the defense letting up a little bit? Maybe we thought they were going to break it because the guys were letting up on the line of scrimmage and not trying to tackle them. I'm like, so I don't know what the outcome, I have no idea what the outcome would have been.
Let me ask you guys this. You guys both kind of mentioned Grant looking really good in that spring game, and he did. Do you guys think he surpassed Ramirez Johnson as your probable starter?
I mean, he had what, like 3 carries? Oh, I guess he was credited with 6 carries for 71 yards. I mean,
but 60 of them were on one play.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he's he made a case why he could be that front runner. I think it's a lot faster than what anybody thought he would be coming in.
And it's funny because Damon Benning kind of mentioned his top speed not being good enough. No, he didn't say not good enough. He just questioned his top speed, I guess, a couple times as he was running away from Tommy Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I thought that was funny, but leave it to Damon Benning to make.
Hey, I wouldn't be shocked if
analogy.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Anthony Grant got the start in the first game, or if Ramirez Johnson, or if Yant, or hell, even Irvin.
It wouldn't shock me with any of those three. I do think all three of those guys have a bit of a leg up on Irvin though at this point.
I'd agree with that. Like, it's not just the injury. Well, the injury is part
not,
of it, but
maybe not by season's end. But to start the season, absolutely, those guys all have a big leg up on Irvin, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Any other thoughts out of the spring game? No? All right. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up here for the spring. I guess we'll be back sometime this summer. Been fun. The only problem about having a spring game this early, finishing, I mean, it's not even tax day yet. And we're ready for summer break here for football. It's going to be a long, long-ass off season, but we've made it before. We'll do it again. Special thanks to our producer, Connor Russell, for putting this audio together for us. Be sure to follow the Husker Cuzcast on Twitter, at Husker Cuzcast. Like us on Facebook. Look for episodes anywhere you get your podcasts. Hit that subscribe button, and don't forget to rate and review. On behalf of Derek and Tyler, we want to thank everybody for listening. And as always, go Big Red.
Touchdown! Frost scores another touchdown! It's third and